سعدت أعلى من الشروبين زهرات البخور ابنة يوقيم ديكيوس أكسياس نيما كاريزموس أثما بن ماسياس يسوس برسوس بن شويس إما إن هو إيتي إس أوين رمهت يتنتي مسنوتي تما هسنوتي إنفي زي أوشي ماشو إن جينيس بفومية تيت مهن أو أوتياجي يا ماريا يسني برو فيتي سفر أمسم من النان أنتي برستاتي سرفنوتي نينا سرفنوتي نينان تيث مغن اهموت افنوتي صد بموس تي شوري توفيوت بيغوري امبيرغوس يصد برسوس بنوت افشو افيفول خنتي اغبي انتوتي افيتش سرقسيفول اك بوس بيستوين بيستوين اوفي بي احفكي بنكيتف Isos piavana mina, sha en soev, sha bel mominin, yotawebuna, bestahkakin waida yasumun, Mariam nadra, babu sema, iftahlana ya rabbi, bab haykalak, man yakdir an yantak bikaramet Mariam. أم محب البشر المفعم قدس أنت تعرف أفكاري الله الروف بالتجليل أتكلم عن عروسك وراشي لمؤثلي لف مهم بس امبنهي تيرف أسميس لمانوي لبشو سنبيه بتيرف ببنى ومثواف إنكي بيروم أريفوف إن في إثوة في مريتي أورو سمو مكانتي كصحبة الدلة أعلى من السماوات ذات البتولية يقدمون لك تسبيح يا والدة الإله أن الكلمة الذاتي تجسد منك أنت مشتملة بالطهر من داخل وخارج ولدت الملك الغافر لنا يا ابن الله إلهنا ملك الدهور نكلم كرم والدة الإله بترتيل شاقية من أجل أنك مجدتها بحلولك في بطنك الطاهر ورفعتها للسماوات شيرين ماريا شرم بيثني سوست مهن لفكولوجيا إفلوجيا تي أغاب تي أغنيا كثروس بقية أيامنا نباركك يا رب ونكرم أمك العذراء أو تي آتي بيلين تزوئي أربرز فينا قوم بأمثم بشيري تفشنه تخشارون اقبلنا إليك يا ربي في ملكوتك من أجل والدة الإله مريم ملكتنا يليق بك التمجيد نؤمن بك والدتك مريم بدد أعداء الكنيسة مع حكم الفسد والكلمة الذاتي كمثل طبيب حقيقي بمشورة الثالث عالجت أمرضنا بواسطة مريم جي أكشي سوماتيكوس جني إبيمار ما إن رومي إبيمار بيرمان رومي فولك تي بارثينوسي تنتك مت ماي رومي شو أنخرين كيتين امب اوتاهنتك اغابيد اتني تيهو اثفيتين انتك ما بن صافي اطلب اليك يا مخلصنا يسوع انقذ عبدك من التجارب ليه αυτή μάτι εν κέσο πε αίσεν ρεμε.
Μαυσάι σου μάτι κόσε βολχέντι παρσένος ατσενες πεν μαν ρόμι σαντεύ σου τι εμμόν.
Ίσος βερεσός μη λόγος τα βετσίσα αρεξ αυσόβι εν χίτεν ανάβε πεφόν.
Εμε φρίτι εμε βού ενουσίρι εμμα βάτφεν τότ φεν μπεφιότ αυτή μάτι ευνάμεν.
Αυσάι σωμάτι κόσε βολχέντι παρθένους ατσινες πεν μαραρόμι σαντεύ σωτι εμμόν.
Ναπ μαυχένι βάλε με προφήτη κόνε πιμεστήρε ιούνεν τέμμεν οί.
Εν γε Ισάι εσπίνιστι εμε προφητής εδβε φάιαβ ονσε βολεύ γοεμός.
Και απ' μη σύνον εν ουέλ, απ' την άν εν ουσιρίφη, έτερ τε φάρσι και ίζεν τε φνάβη.
Εφνότι ετ γορίεν εξωσιαστής, αουόπι αγγέλος εν τεπινεστην σότσι.
Σκάι σωμάτι κόσε βολχέντι παρθένος, ατσινες περμαν ρόμι σαντεύ σωδιέμον.
Ράσι ο θέλιεν ο ευγένος εν τη Ρώμη και παίρετε ευνότη μεν ρεμπή κοσμός.
Ως εν τεφ εν τεφτή εν πευσίρι εν μεν ρίτ χανίες νάτι ερώφης ρόν χέσα ένι.
Ατσρόγαρ ερώφη τεν τεφ μετ μεν σενιγίτ ογώ αφόρ μπαινάν βοηθέ τσούσιν.
Σαϊ σωμάτι κόσε βολχέντι παρθένος ατσινες πέρμαν ρόμι σαντεύ σωδιέμον.
Φιε τσόπ φιε ναύ σόπ φιε ταύ ή πάλινον φευνίο.
Ίσως με Χριστός μπηλγώσε τα φετσίς αρέξ χεν ο μετατσεύ τι αυσόβιν ρόμιν τελείος.
Εμπεφ σφόγος εμπεφ θόχ ομό. Εμπεφόρ κατά ελλήνες μότ μεν ενσάτι μετ ουέι.
Αλλά οφουσίς εν ουότ, ο εμποστάσις εν ουότ, ο εμπρός οβουν εν ουότ, εν τεφνότι επιλόγος.
Σαϊ σωμάτι κόσ ευαγκέντι παρθένος, ατσινες πεν μαραρόμις σαν τσαντεύ σωτι εμμόν.
Σιρε βέτλε μετ βουλίς εν εμπροφήτησι, εταυμές με Χριστός εν χείς βιμαές ναύεν άδα.
Ινα εν ταυτά. Αστούν Αδάμ επιεουήτην Ρωμή πιεύον και μεπκεν επκάγει επί παραδείσους.
Μετεβόλε βόλεν άτ αποφασίσε μεφμούζε Αδάμ εν σοκοκάι εκνατσό και επκάγει.
Πι μαγαρε ταφ ασάι εμμοφ εν γε εφνό βιαβαίρουν γουάσσαιν χίτ φεν γετ εμμοφ μπεχριστούς.
Σαϊ σωμάτι κόσε βολχέντι παρθένος ατσινες πέρμαν ρόμι σαντεύ σωτι εμμόν.
Ψήκνι δεν ράσι αουασέρ χορδίν νεμνή αγγέλος κόσε με πουρ εμπεχριστούς.
Ουσε βόλευ γο εμμόζε αούχεν ηθσώσι εμεφνότι νεμοερίνι γεν δίκανε μου τη μέτυχεν νη Ρώμη.
Και αυγολγάρε βόλεμ πι γεν η ευθύτην χωτέ αυχωτέ πχον ουγόπ εν τέτοι μετ γάντζι.
Αφόχε με ψυχή εν τζίχεν τί μετ βόγεν τε άδαμ νεμ ευα φάιτο εν ρεμε.
Εν ζεύγε τα μας φαινάν χένετ βακίεν δαβί κατά ψάγιεν πι αγγέλος εν σωτήρισον.
Αυσάι σωμάτι κόσε βολχέντι παρθένος ατσινες πέρμαν ρόμι σαντεύ σωτή εμμόν.
Ου οίνι πεφόνοτι αφόσχεν πι οίνι χαν αγγέλος εν ου οίνι εταυμερνός ερώθ.
Απί οίνι σάε βολχένεν μαρέ Ελισάβετ μεσί εμεμπρέλης Ρώμος.
Απί ευνόν δαθ οεύ νεσίχενε Δαβίδ γε τον καβερ φαπς αριψαλήν γε απί οίνι ευσάε.
Αυτόν φεν γε Δαβίδ πιεμ νοδοδες οαβατσιεν τευκείς αρά εμεμπνευματικό.
Αυχόλετε κυκλησία επί εν τένι αγγένος αβός αβερνε μηνός τη τρία σιθόν.
Τις εν μπεκ οίνι ψωίς εν ανάβει οίνι μάρεφ جيبك ناين تفسد قوتين مو
في اين انتاني في ياتر او اين يرو من بين اثني ابي كلمون
ابي كوزموس هيتن تك مت ماي رومي اتيك تي سيستر سليل خابك جن
اكسوتين ادم ايفل كنتي ابتيا كيرو ان ريمتني نكنت افمون Afshain somatikos evol kenti partenos achenes panmen romi shantes soti emun pa Yeah. كم بالأكثر خطايا نفسي هذه الظاهرة أمامك يا ربي،
خطايا التي صنعتها يا ربي لا تذكرها ولا تحسب آثامي.
أن العشر اختلفوا الزنية خلصتها، واللص اليمين يا سيدي ذكرته.
وأنا أيضا الخاطي يا سيدي علمني أن أصنع توبة،
لأنك لا تشاء موت الخاطئ مثل أن يرجع وتحيا نفسه.
ردنا يا الله إلى خلاصك وعاملنا كصلاحا،
لأنك أنت صالح ورحوم فلتدركنا رأفتك سريعا.
علينا كلنا يا رب لا مخلصنا وارحمنا كعظيم رحمتك.
هؤلاء اذكرهم يا سيدنا المسيح، كن في وسطنا صرخا قائلا.
سلامي انا اعطيكم، سلام ابي انا اتركه معكم.
ورمدتي غيريني وينان تكهيري سبنينان تكهيريني كان نوذينان افول
تيك كليسيا اوري سوبتيروس النسكم شايني
اما نوين فنوتي خنتن ميتي تينو كنبو انت ببيوتن ببنا ومطقوان
تسمو ايرون تيرن تفتوفو انني تنتفتلو تشوني شوني تن نفسي كن انن سوما
تن او اشتمك او بي اكريس قوسنن بكيوتن اتفوت ام بي ابن من قوت جاك اي اكسوتي امون اليسون ما سوتي او سفتي رو كنت كراتور فنجتري اليسون ما سرب لا سوات كن معنا، لانه ليس لنا معين في شدائدنا وميخواتنا سواك. يا رب اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر ابانا الذي في السماوات. بنامشنا بو كريستوس انت كيوتنا غفوس ابن ماسوال اكيش نينان سيمتان يكوني ايبون شليل ياريني فاسي ما شيء مودن دكتور بن إدريس بتنوني، أو إن أيت بنوتي يوت من شايس، أو بنوتي أو بنسوتير، يسوس في خريستوس، جي أفرز كما ديني بون أفر بيتين ون أفر جين ون أفشكتنير أف أفتيان سويرون، أفتي توتين. اف انت شاعري اطا ايونوثاي ان صوفون ارنتي هو رفوقس انت انغيرون كم باي ايو تو افاين نيو تيرون تفن اونخ إن هريني نذير إن جبي فانتكرتو أور شايد سفنوتي
أوسفك ساستي كريا لايسون
أفني بشايد سفنوتي فانتكرتو يوت من شايد سفنوتي أو أن تطير إسوس في خريسوس تنشف الموت انتوت قات أبني ذن مدو أبني ذن مخن أبني ذن جي أكريس كما ذيني قونا كربيتنين أكارهنون akşok tenerok aktiyen sueron akti tuten ak enten şar yata ayonusoy.
Pray that God you may have mercy and compassion and on us, hear us, and help us accept the supplication and prayers of His and His saints, for what which we get our bills at the time, and forgive us our sin.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. Schlil flugesun
Emem rotsav kesansite
Irni po As God, the Pontocrator, the Father, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness and love of mankind. Remember, Lord, the souls of your servants, how fallen asleep our fathers and our brethren.
Lord, have mercy.
Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in green pasture beside still waters in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints. Raise up their bodies also on the day which we appoint, according to promise which are without lie. Have lahum khairat mu'aydak ma'lam tarwa'in ma'lam tasma bi'uzun ma'lam yakhtur ala qalb bashar ma'adattu ya Allah. Ali Muhab Smakel Kodus Lana Ulaikumoto Lavi Kabalo Antikal, Wain Kana Kadlahikam Tawan and out of Riton Kabasharwa Kadlavi Suga Sadan was a Knufiaz Alam Fantakasara Muhab Bashar Allah. باسمي وكل واحد باسمه تفضل يا رب نيحهم وفر لهم لأنه ليس أحد طائرا من دنس لو كانت حياة يوما واحدا على الأرض أمهم يا رب الذين خسر فوسهم فنيحهم وليستحقوا ملكوت السموات وأما نحن فهب لنا كمن للمسيح الذي يرضيك أمامك وأعطيهم وإيانا نصيبا وميراثا مع كافة قديسين
يا رب ارحم. تفضل يا رب ان تحفظنا في هذا اليوم ويخطيه مبارك انت يا رب ان زاد ارحم بك اسمعني يا الله خلص مره اخترت لانك يا رب تحفظنا وتنجينا وتخدمنا زجيل ابد امين مبارك انت يا رب علينا أنا اللي برك يا رب أحببك دائما إلى الأبد أعمال يديك يا رب لا تفقد لا نفسك لما كان بيجيل أنا قلت يا رب ارحمني واشفي نفسي لأني قد أخطأت لك يا رب يا عندك ينبوع الحياة وبنورك يا رب نعين النور فلتأتي رحمتك الذين يعرفونك وأنت يا لا يا أبو ابن رحمة السلام كل أولاد من جيد والاعتراف للرب تحت اسمه قدوس يا رب الخدمات في كل ليلة قدوس الله قدوس القي قدوس الحي الذي موت مدى ما أدرى ارحمنا قدوس الله قدوس القي قدوس الحي الذي موت مدى ما أدرى ارحمنا قدوس الله قدوس الحي وصعد إلى السماوات ارحمنا المجد للآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل أوان ودار الدور كل آمين يا ثالث قدوس ارحمنا يا ثالث قدوس ارحمنا يا ثالث قدوس ارحمنا يا رب اغفر لنا خطايانا يا رب اغفر لنا أثامنا يا رب اغفر لنا زلاتنا يا رب اغفر مرمى شعبك شيونا برسم قدوس أبوانا وخلنا نرقدوا يا من وبخطي يا رب ارحمنا يا خاطي يا رب عنا وثبتنا ليك لان لخت اسم خلص يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب بارك امين ابانا الذي في السماوات قدس اسمك ياتي ملكوتك تقوم مشيئتك على السماء كما في الارض اعطينا اليوم Tempestuosos benchoi samina liloia share net entieroes uan barcenos en seion eventi mas notis mavem bechristois.
Lift up our prayers
unto
your beloved
Son,
forgive us our sins.
Share tetas misinani boi mintavnis benuti ti parthenotes sueb.
Ti parthenos
Mariam ti tonto conto prostete tenos en teb genos en tenti metromi.
Intercede on our behalf before Christ in your holy name and forgive us our sins.
Sherene o ti parthenos ti oro emi. Ah!
Son said, "Mariam, khenfi owet saib shoin shawina min bas min rites tolem moferi egon."
As David has said in the book of Psalms, the queen stood at your right hand, O king.
Solomon motiero tembi goen teni gojita sonio watai shvirita polisem mi Jerusalem.
For he has given a symbol of her in many high names, saying, "Come out of your garden, O choicest Aroma."
Sherene oiti Barthenos, Euroem Minalisini, Sherep Shoshon Teben Gerosari, Nanem Manoil.
They ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Marcos be apostolos, O be evangelistis, primes rechanim, cavente, pimonogenis en noti.
You have come and enlightened us through your gospel, and taught us the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Na perepsal ennem David. Ak enten volken ebka ki echon ebi oinem mi aktimon ebi oiken tebon chetavi enet ve.
All the tribes of the earth were blessed through you, and your words have reached the ends of the world.
Shere nakobi martiro, shere bi evangelistis, shere bi apostolos, Marcos bi teoremos.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, the builder of God, the evangelist, Saint Mark the apostle, that he may forgive us our sins.
Shere nakobi martiros, shere bepshoining enneo, shere bias loboros, beshoisemor gargios.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O prize bearer and martyr, George, my Lord and Prince, that he may forgive us our sins.
Shere nakobi martiros, shere bepshoin engenneo, shere biaslo, abba minan teni vayet.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O prize bearer and martyr, Saint Abba Mina, that he may forgive us our sins. Ask of him whom you have borne, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us his peace.
Oh, have brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to your Master, our King, Christ, the proud, the apostle, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the church, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity, one Godhead. We worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten
of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father, the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess on baptism for the remission of sins, we look for the resurrection of the dead and life, the age to come. Amen.
Den
Yeah.
says, oh, Abmare.
Wow.
غلب حزننا وكل ضيقنا إلى فرح قلب واتى للكل.
Of our father Adam. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the refuge. Hail to you, Mary, the rejoicing of Eve. Hail to you, Mary, the joy of all generations.
Salamu alaki ya Maria, farah habil el bar. Salamu alaki ya Maria, el adr al hay. السلام لك يا مريم خلاص نوح. السلام لك يا مريم غير الدنيا سلاديه.
Hail to you Mary, the grace of Abraham. Hail to you Mary, the unfading crown. Hail to you Mary, the redemption of Saint Isaac. I entreat faithful, let us ask her to intercede for us before her beloved, that he may forgive us.
Amen. Its planting was watered. through the truthful Holy Spirit, hail to the created one, whose creator is in her womb. By his hand she was made, and of her he was born. Life passed by, I did not perceive. The vine dresser paid the laborers, but no wage did I receive. Winter and summer have passed, I did not attain salvation. The time of reaping is come, I am still bound by temptation. I desire you on judgment day to heal my wounds with your power. The time of my departure is near in that bitter hour. Help me, I am in bondage. O Virgin, I belong to your goodness. Crown me with victory. Grant me tomorrow's wages. Second coming, may we never hear with trembling. I do not know you. To me, O blessed of my Father, and inherit the life that endures forever. Son of God shall also come in his and his Father's glory to reward everyone according to his word. To your holy apostles, likewise say unto us, my peace I give to you. To the heights with this hymn, remember us before the Lord, that he may forgive us our sins. May God bless us and let us bless his holy name, and may his praise be always on our lips.
رسول الأطهار مكرمين قائلا إن أنبياءنا وأبرارا كثيرين اجتمعن يروا ما أنتم ترون ولم يروا وأن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لأعينكم لأنها تبصر ولآذانكم لأن تسمع. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, amen.
Remember also our master, those who are bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord. لأنك أنت وحياتنا كلنا خلاصنا كلنا رجاؤنا كلنا شفاؤنا كلنا وقيامتنا كلنا أنت المدرسة
بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري متى البشير والتلميذ الطاهر بركاته علينا آمين. بركاته علينا آمين. كهنتك يلبسون العاد وأبرارك يبتهجون من أجل داود عبدك. هيا سراجا لمسيحي وعلي أظهر قدسي. ربنا وإلينا ومخلصنا ومخلص نفوسنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد دائما إلى الأبد آمين. وكان يسوع يطوف في كل الجليل يعلم في مجامعهم ويكرس ببشارة الملكوت ويشفي كل مرض وكل ضعف في الشعب. فذاع خبره في جميع سوريا فأحضروا إليه جميع السقماء المصابين بأمراض وأوجاع مختلفة والمجانين والمسروعين والمفلوجين فشفاهم. فتبعته جموع كثيرة من الجليل والعشر المدن وأورشليم واليهودية ومن عبر الأردن. ولما رأى الجموع صعد إلى الجبل فلما جلس تقدم إليه تلاميذه ففتح فوعلمهم قائلا طوبى للمساكين بالروح لأن لهم ملكوت السماوات طوبى للحزانى لأنهم يتعزون طوبى للودعاء لأنهم يرثون الأرض طوبى للجياع والعطاش إلى البر لأنهم يشبعون طوبى للرحماء لأنهم يرحمون طوبى لأنقياء القلب لأنهم يعينون الله طوبى لصانع السلام لأنهم أبناء الله يدعون طوبى للمطرودين من أجل البر لأنهم ملكوت السماوات طوبى لكم إذا عيروكم وطردوكم وقالوا عنكم كل كلمة شريرة من أجل كاذبين افرحوا وتهللوا لأن أجركم عظيم في السماوات فأنهم كذبوا طردوا الأنبياء الذين كانوا قبلكم أنتم ملح الأرض ولكن إن فسد الملح فبماذا يملح لا يصلح بعد لشيء إلا أن يطرح خارجا ويداس من الناس أنتم نور العالم لا يمكن أن تخفى مدينة موضوعة على جبل ولا يوقدون فراجا ويضعونه تحت المكيال بل يضعونه على المنارة فيضيء لجميع الذين في البين فليضيء نوركم هكذا قدام الناس لكي يروا أعمالكم الصالحة والحسنة ويمجدوا أباكم الذي في السماوات
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات أيها السيد الرب يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الأب الإله الذي قطع كل الرباطات خطيئنا من قبل الأيام خلصا محييا الذين فقفوا جت تلاميذ القديسين وصفاتها قال لهم ريسيف ذا هولي سبيريت وسين ذي ريميت ذا ريميت تو ديمن ذو سوتشوريتين شربيريتين أن أيضا يا سيدنا من قبل السكراتا أمت الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة أن يغفروا خطايا الأرض بتحل كل الرباطات الظلم I ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind for your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glorious pencil, toss your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If you have committed any sin against you, knowingly, unknowingly, tongue, short, and deed, and word, from French heartedness, do master and is the weakness of many the good, and fail to grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear and strength and us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are due to you, good Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you and out of times and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Amen.
يسعدنا أن يكون معنا النهاردة قدس أبونا الحبيب أبونا مرقس داود. كنيسة الست العذراء أم النور في شيكاغو. ربنا يدينا نعمة كده وأذان صغير يديله أيضا نعمة أن تفتح الفم. أمين. تفضل أتسكى.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight I'm gonna first of all thank you for having me, and it's a blessing to be with you. I'm gonna speak tonight in English if you allow me, and tomorrow I'll speak in Arabic, and at the end I'm gonna give a brief on the other language. So tonight I'm gonna speak in English, and then I'm gonna conclude with a summary in Arabic. Tomorrow I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to speak in Arabic and give a summary in English. The name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. According to the schedule, I was asked to talk about Daniel the prophet, the prayer of Daniel the prophet that is found in chapter 9 of the book of Daniel. I don't know if should we read we should read the prayer. I think so, to understand what we are gonna talk about. So anyone would volunteer to read? You like to read? Okay. So I'm gonna read the prayer is found in chapter 9. Of the book of Daniel. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books of the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications, but with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servant the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off, in all the countries to which you have driven them because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven Such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster had come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, I'll stop here. That's enough. Actually, we should continue. No, we should continue. So now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of your servant and this and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for you for your own sake. My God, for your city and your people are called by your name, and glory be to the Holy Trinity forever. Amen. So, I'm sorry, it's a long passage, but we should have read so to understand what we are talking about. First of all, we want to begin, when is Daniel? When did he say his prayer? Do you know? Around when? During the time of Abraham? During the time of Ezekiel? Any ideas? During the time of Jeremiah. Yeah. He was contemporary of Jeremiah. So to give a very quick historical background, we know that the history of Israel starts by the calling of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs, the forefathers. And then we know that the 12 tribes went to Egypt, stayed there in bondage for 400 years. Then they were brought out by Moses. Then they were led into the promised land, Canaan, by Joshua. And then starts the era of the judges. Then they asked for a king, and the first king was Saul. Saul was the first king. And the kingdom was united. The 12 tribes were under one king. That's why it's called the United Kingdom. It's not the United, the UK. But the United Kingdom, meaning that the 12 tribes were united, were under one king. Because they have three kings ruling over all Israel, over the 12 tribes. Saul and then the wicked Saul, the wicked king, and then the king after the heart of God, David, and then Solomon. And during Solomon's time, the kingdom reached its ultimate success, ultimate development, ultimate strength, the climax of the time of the strength of the king of Israel. However, the people were rebelling because he put a lot of pressure on the people, and we know. His son came, and he wasn't sensitive to the needs of the people, so the kingdom divided at his time. So the kingdom divided at the year 931 AD after the death of Solomon. Then we have a northern a northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel. Its capital is Samaria, and it was exiled, taken out of their land by the Assyrian. This is back in 722 BC. You see the arrow? Okay, 722 BC. Is it clear? So this is the northern kingdom. Then, and it was 10 tribes. Then the southern kingdom, was two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. Okay? Stayed longer. All the kings were from the lineage, from the descendants of David. However, many of them, or most of them, were wicked. That's why even this kingdom ended up by being exiled, or the people were exiled from the kingdom. The difference between the exile, and it was done by the Babylonians, the difference between the exile of the northern kingdom by the Assyrians and the exile of the southern kingdom by the Babylonian, the northern one, they didn't come back to their land. They never came back. However, the southern kingdom, they came back to their land after how many years? 50? 70 years, correct. Very good. Good, Alex. So after 70 years, they came back to their land. And this is the time of Daniel. This is the time of Daniel. The prophecy of Daniel covers about 70 years, the 70 years of the exile. Daniel was one of the exiled people from their land. He was about 16 years old when he was taken as a youth. And he stayed there for 70 years, and then he said his prayer about the time of the return of Israel to their, or the Judah, the southern kingdom to their land. So that's why we see in red here, Daniel and his prophecy started at 606 BC. This is the beginning of the exile until 536. That's after the return of right after the return of the Israelites or the people of Judah to their land. So they were exiled in three stages, and they returned in three stages. The first stage was by Zerubbabel, and then the second stage by Ezra, and then Nehemiah. And all of them has books written in the Bible under their name. Is that clear? So now we know where we are. So when Daniel wrote his prayer, or his book in general, by the beginning of the exile, that's why he is contemporary of Jeremiah, but he wrote his prophecy over about 70 years, which are the 70 years of the exile, between the beginning of the exile until the return of the kingdom. Is that clear? Okay. Who is Daniel? Very quickly, we don't know exactly who he is, from which family, but we know, or we assume, that he is from a noble family, because we know when the Babylonians took the people from their land, from Canaan, and they took them to Iraq, now Iraq, Babel, they took the people who are skilled, the people who are they have jobs, they can help the Babylonians. So we assume that he was one of the noble family, because they took the nobles from their land, from Canaan, and they took them to Babylon. He was exiled in the first stage of exile at 606 BC. His name was Daniel, and Daniel means God is my judge. And they changed his name to Belshazzar. And Belshazzar means Baal. Who is Baal? One of the idols. Name of an idol or a pagan god in Babylon. So they changed his name from God, capital G, God is my judge, to Belshazzar, which is Baal, protect his life. And you see the meanings of the name and the connotations of the meaning of the names. He held a career in the royal court. He became, we know the story, how he was chosen to serve in the royal court. And he stayed in the royal court throughout the rule of the Babylonians. And he stayed even after the outset of the Babylonians, and when the Persian took over the rule of the whole world. So he stayed throughout the whole rule of the Babylonians and the beginning of the rule of the Persians, who allowed the return of the exiled Israelites to their land. Clear? Okay. So he held a career in the royal court throughout the Babylonians and until the Persian time. He was known for his God-given gift of interpreting dreams. And we know that he was known for this God-given gift that God granted him. The book of Daniel, we know that it's written by Daniel the prophet. It covers a period, as we said, from 606 to 536 BC. This is the only book that stretches from the beginning of the exile until the return. The only book. Jeremiah ends with the exile. And he prophesied about the return, but he didn't live until this happens. The only one who can be considered a link between the exile and the return is Daniel. His book, and he himself is one of the people who was contemporary, who was present at both events. In the book of Daniel and the other books, we see that there was prophecies about the exile and the return. But I want to mention something very important here. In most of the prophecies about the return, the people weren't talking only about the return of Israel to their land, but they were talking about something bigger, which is the coming of Christ. If the return from the exile was a salvation for the nation of Israel, it was like a model to the bigger truth, to the mega narrative, which is the coming of Christ. Is that clear? That's why almost in all the prophecies about the return from the exile, the coming of Christ was mentioned. And this was very clear in the book of Daniel. That's why we don't read the history of Israel, but we read it through the lens of the history of salvation, which is completely and ultimately fulfilled in Christ. Clear? So we are not talking about history. If it's a history of a certain nation, we need to maybe, we know about, maybe you are interested in the Egyptian history or the American history, and this would be more relevant to you. But we are not studying history. We are concerned of salvation. That's why we read, that's how we read the books of the Old Testament, and how we need to understand the history of the Old Testament, not as a history, but through the lens of salvation that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Is that clear? Okay. So this very quick outline, so we can know where the prayer of Daniel is. So we know that the beginning is about Daniel's chapter 1, Daniel's identity and character, then the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, the trial of the three Hebrew youth who were thrown into the fiery furnace, and then another dream by Nebuchadnezzar, and the prophecy about the fall of the Babylonian Empire. Then chapter 6, the Daniel in the lion's den. And then the second part, it's about the vision of Daniel himself, which are interpreted to relate to the coming of Christ. And this is when, on this second part of the book of Daniel, we find in chapter 9 the prayer of Daniel. So now, this is the historical context and where this chapter and this is what can help us to understand the prayer itself and what was it about. When we talk about the prayer itself, I think if we said, how can we read it? How can we divide it? What are the constituents of this prayer? What are the components of this prayer? I think the six components of the prayer are six components that should be present in our mind when we pray. I don't want prayer to be a mental or intellectual exercise, so you can have six elements present on it. But I'm trying to, this is what make our prayer real prayer that can lead to repentance. We know that St. John Chrysostom says that if anyone, whoever thinks that there is any way for repentance except prayer, he is deceived by the devils. So there is no way to repent except by prayer. So what prayer then is? And we have an example of prayer, which is the prayer of Daniel. What are the components? I think six questions are found, or their answers or components found in the elements in the prayer of Daniel. Who is God? When I think we realize that whenever we stand for prayer, we begin by talking, O Almighty God, or our Lord Jesus Christ. We talk about someone, some real person who is listening to our prayer. Who is God? What does he do? What he does? What is he doing for us? What did I or we do? What do we do? What did I or we not do? We're going to find all of that on the prayer of Daniel. At the end, I'm going to show you the same prayer that we read at the beginning. And there is highlighting with different colors, which each part of this prayer relates to one of those questions. So what did I or we not do? Who am I? It's a key. Why do we need to pray? Because we have an identity. If I don't know who I am, who am I, I wouldn't pray. I need to know who God is and who am I. St. Augustine, he said, God, teach me, who are you and who am I? And by the way, these two are very, very related to each other. Because how did we know God? How should we know God? How should you know God? How Adam was supposed to know God? By talking to him. By talking to him. What else? God manifested. How did God manifest himself? How Adam? He had the Bible, right? Adam had the Bible. He read about God, right? Right? No. No. So how Adam was supposed to know God? The Spirit. What do you mean by the Spirit? He feels God. God was talking to him. He was hearing God. Nature. That's true, nature, but I think he had much deeper relationship than that, saying, wow, there should be a creator. I mean, I think he has a much more intimate knowledge of God. How not the knowledge of God was intimate to Adam. Adam was bearing his, was bearing God's image. My son, my older son hates me when I say that because I said that in many, many sermons. I know my weaknesses from my son because I see my shortcomings in him. He looks like me from inside out. So how God, how Adam would know God? Because of the image he bore. And then what happened? What happened? Adam fell in sin, right? He became alienated. What happened to the image? It was corrupted. It was distorted. That's why he started to know him through nature, to know him through a book. You see the point? That's why Jesus, the full image of God, came to us to restore the, his image in us. Is that clear? By the way, this is Saint Athanasius in the book of on the Incarnation. So that's why I'm telling you the prayer has who am I and who God is. These are two intertwined questions that can never be separated from each other if we have a genuine and authentic prayer. That's one, what should I do? What should I say to God? What should I ask from God? So who is God? In the prayer, we see that God is great and awesome. By the way, awesome is used usually in when you ask the kids, how did you like the trip? It was awesome. But awesome, what the word itself is coming from, you know the root of the word? From the awe. What is the awe? Reverence. Reverence. It's, I don't want to say fear, but when you are encounter with someone who is very great, the encounter is awesome. Again, different from how we use the word right now. But it's a word full of reverence, respect. So God is great. When I stand before him, that's why we always, when we come to church, we should never lose the feeling of the presence of God. Yesterday, we had a celebration for the kids, and we were in the church, and they start to clap. We told them, stop. We shouldn't be clapping in the church. We would lose the feeling that God is present. He's awesome. He's great. So he is in verse 4 of the prayer, he said, great and awesome God. You are a great and awesome God. He's righteous. The God whom we stand before him is righteous. That's why we need to be righteous like him. He's merciful and forgiving. This is the God whom we are. Because if we need to be clear of whom are we standing before. Because if we don't know that, what the meaning of prayer? Prayer becomes meaningless. Prayer becomes meaningless because if I'm not sure that God is forgiving me, is accepting me, is merciful, why should I ask for his forgiveness? How can I be sure of his forgiveness? Why do I need to repent? So who God is? What does he do? Again, in the prayer, verse 4, verse 12 through 14, verse 15. He keeps his covenant and mercy to those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. God never changes. He's always faithful. He's always keeping his covenant. His promises are true. He never put anyone down. Even though he might seem, you remember in the when Jesus went to raise up Lazarus, he got the news that Lazarus is sick, please come. What did he do? He didn't do anything. For how many days? 2 days. And then it took him maybe a day to get there. Or it took the messenger to come to him a day to tell him, please come. And then he took a day there. So he went after his death by 4 days. 4 days, and he was dead. He seemed late, but he comes in the right time with the right with the solution that are beyond the imagination of the people, right? What was the comment that repeatedly said by both sisters of Lazarus? If you were here, and that's a great faith, by the way. That's a great faith. If you were here, he wouldn't have died. But this, the ceiling of their faith was, if you were here, he wouldn't have died. But after his death, what can you do? And if we heard of that you raised other people from the dead, but this has been there for 4 days. He's gone. His body degenerated. So he's gone. You cannot do anything. So God comes, even if he seemed to be late, he never put us down. He has confirmed his words about what's going to happen to Jerusalem. He told them, if you went astray, I will leave my hand, I will let you to your enemies. And that's exactly what happened. Even though this is not what they wanted, but they went away from him. And he told them, if you went away, what happened to the nations you cast out from their land before you, this will happen to you, like them. And unfortunately, they went astray and they went away from God. He is the one who brought Israel out of Egypt. Always, almost in many, many of the prayers, in many, when God was pleading with his people to return to him, he was always going back to the greatest event that he did to them. What was it? The Exodus. He took them out of the land of bondage. And what did they do? They said, oh, we are missing the meat. We are missing the watermelon. That's all this stuff is the fish. We're missing the fish of Egypt, right? But they were missing the fish. And this is the stuff that we're missing in Numbers 11. The book of Numbers 11, all these things were mentioned. So he brought them out of the land of bondage with a mighty hand, made them to touch the bottom of the sea, as we say in the praises, the midnight praises. And they said, you know what? We are missing the watermelon. I think that's what we do. That's exactly what we do. God wants to give us his glory. He wants to reveal his glory to us, like the transfiguration. Today in the morning was the transfiguration feast. And we say, we need just success in this world. We need whatever. The trivial stuff. Okay, what did I do? What did we do? In the prayer, Daniel said, we have sinned. So prayer needs to affirm our sinfulness, our weakness. We have sinned, committed iniquity, departed from God's precepts and judgments, rebelled, were unfaithful, have done wickedly. We should confess that we did all of that. And we should be remorseful. But sometimes we do that. Sometimes many people come to confess and they are remorseful. However, it shouldn't be end here. Because just the feeling of remorse and regret is not enough. Because it would create guilt and guilt feeling. And unfortunately, many of the people in our church in general, they are having a very high guilt feeling. But this is not what God wants us to feel. God wants us to feel, yes, we are guilty, yes. But we have God's mercy. And we return to him and we confess and we know that he's going to forgive us our sins if we were genuine in our repentance. So God doesn't want us to feel guilty only. He wants us to move from this sense of guilt to the hope of salvation and acceptance. So in verse 5, 7, 8, 9, 11, 15, we're going to find all of that. And what we haven't done, in the prayer also he said, we have not heeded your servants, the prophet. We didn't listen to the voice of the prophets who talked to us and told us your messages have not obeyed the voice of the Lord. We left your voice. Does that sound familiar? We do that, right? Sometimes actually we flee. We escape anyone who tell us the voice of God. We don't want to listen to it. I met many people who doesn't want to meet with anyone who tell them this is the voice of God. This is the way of God. Because they don't want to leave what they have. They want to leave a bad relationship. They don't want to leave a certain sin. They don't want to leave their pride. They don't want to leave their revenge. They don't want to leave something. But the people who loved God, they left. Abraham left. God told him, leave your land, and he left. I always say, think of someone driving a U-Haul, and you ask him, and taking and towing all his stuff, and you ask him, where are you going? I don't know. Where are you going? God will tell me. That's exactly what Abraham did. He left. And he was, even though he was wealthy, he was rich, but he was living in a tent. He knew that this land, he was looking for a heavenly place, for a heavenly house, not an earthly one. So we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord. We have not walked in his laws. We have not made our prayer before God not to turn to him. So we didn't want to pray, because if we prayed, we're going to turn to him. We don't want to pray, because praying, if we stood before God, we will need to return, and we don't want to turn, because if we turn to God, we will leave things we cannot give up. We cannot give up. Very quickly, that's why we need to be humble in our prayer. A brother asked an old man, what is man's way of progress? The old man answered, humility. The more a man bends himself to humility, the more he is lifted up to make progress. If you want to progress in our spiritual life, we need to be humble and humble ourselves before God. Saint Arsenius, he was learned. I mean, he was a professor in MIT, Harvard, by our terms, an Ivy League school. But when he went to learn and be taught the spiritual life, he went to very unlearned people, uneducated people. And he said, yes, I know the Latin, the Greek, the philosophy, but I haven't learned the true philosophy that uneducated man in Egypt would know about the spiritual life. So he answered, I have acquired the world's knowledge of Greek and Latin, but I have not yet been able to learn the alphabet of this uneducated man. So humility. Then comes the most important part. Who am I? Who am I? Without God and away from him, I am, to us belongs shame of face. It was repeated twice, verse 7, verse 8. So apart from God, what do we have? Shame. Apart from God, we deserve the curse and the oath that God told them. If you went away, you will be exiled. And it happened. If we are away from God and without him, we became a reproach. A reproach means an object of ridicule. An object of ridicule. The people would mock us. Would mock us. But with him, however, with him, we are his people. We are called by his name. So who are we? We are the children of the King, the King of Kings. That's why when we return as the children of God. When the prodigal son came back, he was in a dire state. However, he returned to the state of the son of the wealthy father, the loving father. And he restored his original state. So what should we do? We should pray. Pray and ask that. The prayer of Daniel has, we pray that God's anger turn away. God's anger turn away. That he hears to us. That his face shines on us. His face shines on us. We ask for his glory to shine on us. Moses said that. He said, show me your glory. If you didn't show us your glory, if your face didn't walk before us, I wouldn't lead this nation or these people. And God told him, I will lead you. My face will walk before you to lead you. So his face shines on us. We need to ask for that. He inclines his ears to us. He opens his eyes and sees our offerings. He forgives, listens, and acts. He does not delay. He never delays. He never delays. That's verse 16 to 19. That's why I want to conclude with two verses from the Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice. He never turned down anyone. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me. So God never turned down us. And I want to conclude with the people went to one of the church father, the desert fathers, and told him, Father, which virtue in our way of life needs most effort to acquire? And he said to them, forgive me, I think nothing needs so much effort as prayer to God. If a man is wanting to pray, the demons infest him in the attempt to interrupt the prayer. For they know that prayer is the only thing that hinders them. All the other efforts of a religious life, whether they are made vehemently or gently, have room for a measure of rest. But we need to pray till we breathe out our dying breath. Till we breathe out our dying breath. Because our breath, this breath, is dying. It will end up, it will stop one day. But if we breathe God, we will never die. We'll be with him eternally. That is the great struggle. We need to struggle to pray. That's why I think this program was very nice, to take the prayers of the Bible and see how we need to pray. And I think our prayer should have all of this and this part of our repentance.
Amin, alleluia, duksa petri.
Christos Penutia, O King of Peace, grant us your peace, establish us your peace, and forgive us. Make us worthy to utter Ganam Sakin Nakula Shokra, Ben Aladif Samoyat, Kaddas Ismuk Yati Melakot, Takon Mashiat, Kamaf Sme, Kazerik Alar, Kuzan Elizabeth, Atina Lu, Flanas Nomna, Kamara Firahnoida Musvinel, Hilna Fita Griba Lak in the Gian Shri, Bilmasia Swarab, and the Lakal Mulkul Power Magdal.
إن شاء الله بكرة الصبح القداس 8:30 ل 11 tomorrow 8:30 to 11 وبالليل عشية 7:30 هتكون بعكس النهاردة. النهاردة كان إنجليزي مفروض نترجم عربي بس ملحقناش عشان الوقت, لكن بكرة هتبقى عربي وترجم summarize in English 5 minutes after the sermon. ربنا عوض بونا امضوا بمحبة الله الأب داود الكل ونعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ونخلص المسيح شركة موهبة عطية روح قدس تكون مع جميع كدادون فيكم. امضوا بسلام, سلام الرب يكون معكم. أمين. فاضل ليلة واحدة وبعدين ليلة العيد, مش كده؟ سلام طيبين.